To help watch these things that are a little unstable when we're out in the fall. Okay. So. What's that?
Our eagles that we have are pretty flimsy. And they barely work for the post board, so. And most of the faces are going unstable.
Yeah, we think that's weird too.
Well, it's historical. I read about that.
That's
just
a big house.
So we hear from most of the group.
I move that we accept the minutes that it's provided.
All those favors say aye.
Aye.
At this stage, let's get right to the staff presentation and the audit.
Okay, great.
So it's all yours.
Thank you. So I based on what we decided at the April 11th meeting, what I prepared for you tonight is a short presentation, some visioning exercises, and following that, a group discussion about the thought exercises and anything else that spoke to the audience or anybody on the advisor group wants to bring to our attention. So keep in mind that the presentation that you're going to hear tonight is 101. It is meant for our roadshow audience who may have walked in off the street and has no framework, no context for our project, haven't been doing this for several years. So, and I would love to get, I worked with Lynn and Mike a little bit on the presentation. I would love to get some additional feedback before we actually take this on the road. So if you want to jot down any notes that you have, anything that wasn't clear, anything you think could be added, I'd love to hear that feedback. So I'd like to start with just a brief explanation of what land use planning is. Land use planning's main purpose is to mitigate conflict between different types of land uses. And it's also meant to negotiate between public good and private property rights. And I've got some examples here that sort of illustrate potential conflicts. We see McMansions right next to some pretty heavy agricultural lands. We saw some factories off the agricultural lands and then housing also in agricultural lands. Why we focus on agriculture, Oregon's land use planning system, one of its unique principles comparatively is that it aims to also protect and preserve farm and forest lands for future generations. So that's one of the main things that planning departments in the state of Oregon are tasked with. And one of the ways we achieve this is through land use planning goals and specific zone regulations on types of uses permitted, minimum parcel sizes for development or division, and property development standards. The main reason we're here to talk tonight is we're doing an update of our comprehensive plan. And to break it down into the main components, a comprehensive plan in the state of Oregon consists of two main components. One is the Oregon State Land Use Planning Goals. It's a system of 19 goals, 14 apply in Wausau County. And then we also add into that our local community vision of what we want our community to look like. Comprehensive plans are generally meant to be about a 20 to 30 year vision. How we utilize a comprehensive plan is in combination with some revised statutes and Oregon administrative rules, so some rulemaking that's gone on in the legislature, we combine that with the things that our community has identified as desired outcomes and some strategies. And that gets combined into things like the land use and development ordinance. That's probably the thing that most citizens are familiar with. It's how they go through the permitting process, the pricing process, the types of uses allowed. But we also use the comprehensive plan and Oregon revised statutes and administrative rules for things like transportation systems plans. One of the things that we do in Wausau County is we also have a code compliance ordinance. And some of the work that goes into the ordinance is, comes out of those two processes. So for Wausau County 2040, our comprehensive plan, the three most significant pieces of that are desired outcomes for development, and those are community defined. Those are community desired outcomes for development. Strategies for achieving those desired outcomes. And again, that community defined with some staff technical expertise help. And then we're also tasked by the state to have an inventory of existing conditions and future projections for things like demographics, housing, we have historic property inventory, we have parks inventory, and then all of that gets funneled through the state land use planning goal system. And the result of that is Washoe County 24, our comprehensive plan update. One of the things I wanted to note is that the staff role is really to take all of these, the desired outcomes and the strategies, and funnel that through the state program with technical expertise. So we help facilitate the inventory of existing conditions and future projections, and we also help take the public participation input about outcomes and strategies and try to funnel that into the framework that the state provides for us. So, put that another way, the importance behind public input is that it really helps us set a long-range plan for what we want the county to be like in 20 years. And so it helps guide staff as we're administering the current planning program, we're processing permits, we're doing some other kinds of planning, like the natural hazards mitigation plan, for example, helps give us a direction on which to go. And we adhere to those community-determined outcomes on things like types of development permitted or prohibited, where growth occurs and at what densities, and also the kind of processes by which my staff uses to review permit applications. And that's why you'll see in the DOT exercises tonight some of these things right into the surface, because these are sort of a starting ground for us to start to understand really what the community is interested in seeing over the next 20 years. To give you a sense of what the land use planning goals that the state defines are important for Washoe County, we have a list of tips here. We're going to have projects by which folks can identify what they think are the most important for staff to really focus some extra special attention on. We have to address all of these in our comprehensive plan update process. Because we have been approved to go through the voluntary periodic review, the state also has identified 5 of these land use goals that are particularly important for us to focus on. And it kind of makes sense. It's in line with their goals for the land use planning program, which is really focusing on economic development, housing, making sure we have infrastructure in terms of transportation or public facilities. And then they really want us to also take a look at urbanization. So that's our relationship to incorporated cities. And we know here in Wasco that's a hot topic, especially in the Dells. So this kind of an idea, looks like I maybe need to highlight the numbers a little bit because it's pretty frightening here, but this gives you an idea of what our 3-year voluntary periodic process looks like, starting now in 2017 and taking us until 2020, from when we enter voluntary periodic review until adoption. Right now, we're in the vision goal phase where we're going out for public participation and getting a basic vision, community vision, about what they'd like our work plan to focus on, the goals that are important to them, kind of what the gut level reaction to, what kind of development they'd like to see, where they'd like to see development, and then what's really important to them as they think when they think about land use planning. Once we complete our roadshow and do the 6 to 8 roadshow events, staff will be able to produce a results report from that. That will give us a pretty clear idea of what are some of the major topic themes coming out of the community. And we'll be able to produce what's called an alternative analysis. It's one of the requirements for a comprehensive plan update. And essentially what that is most jurisdictions, when they produce an alternative analysis, they give you kind of a no-growth scenario, a mid-range moderate growth scenario, and then a high-density growth scenario. And we kind of take a look at those as a community and decide which best aligns with where we are as a community. We also, at that time, will have completed the majority of our inventory and technical analysis for those, that other component that's required for a comprehensive plan. And then be able to start doing the talk on policies. And policies are the specific outcomes. That's what our, where we get to talk about desired outcomes for the future, what we'd like to see. Again, we're going to be going out through for a roadshow and doing some work sessions to draft those. And our policies will give us some clear indications on the kind of steps we need to take with implementation. Staff will be serving at that point as a technical advisor on the strategies that we're familiar with as subject experts, the things that we think have worked well in this jurisdiction and other jurisdictions, and make some recommendations on implementation strategies. And also there will be a public participation portion of that, where maybe the public has some ideas that we haven't thought of, and we'll be able to do that in the work session. And then draft the final document, comprehensive plan. Again, have the community be able to review all the language in there, make feedback, comments, edits, revisions. We go through the planning commission to review it and adopt. They approve it. If they approve it, we advance on to board of commissioners. They, again, review it, adopt it through a public process, and then we send it off to the state, where they finally give us the thumbs up, thumbs down. Then away we go. So, in summary, Wasco County 2040 is a three-year comprehensive plan update. The community vision is one of the two vital components of any comprehensive plan and why we are really focusing on doing an extensive public participation process. We have lots of opportunities to participate and give input. Work sessions are one example. We've got some surveys online. We've got folks can submit comments via the website. They can submit comments by writing a letter. They can come to any of our work sessions and make comments. So there's lots of opportunity over the next 3 years for the public to be involved. We're really looking for the public for specific input on kind of the what, when, where of development, including the types of uses and process that they'd like to see. And the end goal is to really, again, focus on a 20-year long-range plan for Wasco County. And we're going to, the staff will use that 20-year plan once adopted to really guide things like editing our land use and development ordinance, which dictates some of the processes by which we review applications. We may use that to inform other kinds of plans or ordinances that we administer through our program. It may inform things like how we talk to the public, the way we notice on land use decisions. So it really gives staff a clear guideline, and also the public a really clear guideline about the direction Wasco County really wants to head over the next 20 years. And then again, staff isn't really providing the feedback on what we want to see. It's not our opinion. It's not a direction that we're leaning towards. We're really meant to serve as a technical expert and to really help facilitate the process for the community and make sure that we're in compliance with state law. So today we have prepared four vision exercises, and I'm just going to run really briefly over what those are. The first is goal priority. So going over that list of 14 goals that impact Wasco County, we'd like folks to identify their top three, and we've used a color coding system. Red is one, green would be two, and black is three. Well, I guess we changed to white. White is three. The goals that you think are most important for us to focus on when we go out to public and talk about these things. So if you really think the thing that Wasco County, where the biggest challenges and opportunities exist for Wasco County are in housing, for instance, or in agricultural land, stick a dot there, and you get three votes. And again, this is going to be able, when we combine all this information after all of our 6 to 8 roadshows, we'll really be able to pull out what we need to spend the most amount of time on. We also have an exercise to kind of see how folks are feeling about development in Wasco County. So we're asking that you think a little bit about where you'd like to see residential types of growth. And denote that with a red dot. And you just get one vote, so kind of pick the hottest spot you think for residential development. Similarly for employment growth, and that could be farm or non-farm related, where do you really think we should focus our energy on thinking about economic development and employment growth? So denote that with a green dot. And then we've also given an option for if you don't really want to see a lot of development in a certain part of county, you really think we should conserve that portion of the county. Maybe it's because if you have some water concerns or maybe you just like the rural character of that part of the county. We want you to go ahead and denote that with a white, not black, dot. Wasco County went through kind of a rebranding process recently, and our new mission statement is pioneering pathways to prosperity. So we'd like folks to spend a few minutes and think of some things, what that means to them and the ways that they think the land expanding program could help them achieve that goal. And that could be things like water. Water is the most critical way to help me achieve prosperity. Or it could be worker housing. We hear that from some of our big agricultural, especially in orchard lands, that worker housing is really can be a problem. So that may be a big priority for you when you're thinking about prosperity. It can also mean things like, I want to preserve the rural character of where I live. Job is a hot topic. I need a good paying job. I need sustainability jobs. Succession planning for farming could be anything that kind of pops into mind when you think about land use planning and prosperity. And then finally, we've got a list of development types. And just to clarify, these are the things that we track every kind of inquiry, whether it's a call, an email, or a counter visit that we get at the current planning level. We track that month by month. And we look at some of the hot topics that we're seeing. And so this list is a combination of the hot topics that we hear from hundreds of people every month, month after month, and it's some of the things that the Citizen Advisory Group has identified over the last several years that things that they think are really important for us to focus on. So what we're asking here is for you to identify types of development that you'd like to encourage. So I'd like to see more of this, or I'd like us to explore this. And denote that with a green, so green for go. Red for discourage. So I really don't want to see Wasco County kind of go down this path. I think we should discourage this type of development, or maybe we have too much of this. So denote that with a red for stop. And then for white, we kind of want to keep it at an even keel. So either I don't have an opinion, or I think we're good where we are. And denote that with white. And then we've got some space at the bottom for you to just write in any other kind of development type that we missed the boat on. So there are some things that, you know, maybe we've got small scale and large scale agriculture, for instance. Maybe you think we missed the boat and middle scale agriculture. So feel free to write that in. And that's Lori, and I'm sticking to it.
So before we get into a discussion about the structure of I want to recognize a couple things. One is we do have some public here, and at the end I want to give them the opportunity to also voice some of what they would like to hear. So first, what I want to do is keep our discussions or questions towards the affiliate presentations and the exercises. And once we're done with that, then what I'd like to do is open it up for public to give them an opportunity to stand up. Okay? So let's open it up to discussions and some feedback for Kelly.
Pull it down a tiny bit and then slowly walk it back up. Broken.
Shot in red. No,
He just made it rough as touch.
Can I ask the first question?
Yes,
let me answer the first question. It was fantastic. You're a great communicator. It's really simple and comprehensive. Some details, like working backwards, the vision exercises, I thought the first two were dynamite. I thought three might be a little too nebulous. I think we maybe need to feed that. You did kind of throw out some examples, but that's almost poetry. Heinrich Heine's posterity is a steroid of an alliteration. And the development types one, I thought, was a too low a level. A lot of those things are really, really specific. I mean, if you're, we walk away with stuff I'm not sure we'd be able to use it. You zeroed in on a certain type of secondary processing, for example. I mean, maybe we should up-level from that rather than secondary cultural processing. Is an industry that we're really talking about. Kind of up-level, because otherwise, well, it just seemed very, very specific. And then maybe there's a couple of people that really, really care about that, but it didn't seem like we'd be able to get a comprehensive feedback across the county with questions that seemed very, very explicit. I know you said you got it from the questions you've been hearing, but maybe they need to be up level. I guess this would be better.
Do you have suggestions for
I think development types is a big category. I mean, I guess I'd take those 14 or 15 things that you had there and say, what are the six categories that they're really representing? I was curious about one of the things that we've said earlier is that the public would see different solution alternatives. I know you had an alternatives analysis in the first piece, but I've seen more. Will the public see different implementation alternatives?
For sure. I didn't want to get through
the way. And that's fine. I guess I just wanted to know because I've been saying that. I wanted to make sure it was still a message. Obviously, the black font on blue, I think, work. It wasn't just the numbers, even the previous slide, where you had statewide goals, for example.
Yeah.
And then you changed some of them to white, but what were the rest? The first slide is probably pretty important because it's a picture and it's the first slide. And I thought the juxtaposition of McMansions and Fields was maybe a little divisive. It kind of sets up for contention. Okay. Come up with an example, maybe just around chaos, if you don't do planning, if you have setback issues and easements, something less divisive. And you're just unable to use the land for production. That's it. That's great stuff.
I totally disagree with him on the development type. I think when you get out there,
I rest my case.
When you get out there in the agricultural south and east counties, you're going to hear a lot of these things to say. They're spot on from some of the things I've heard coming. And I take issue with the mansions next to the fields because that's what we're facing in agriculture right now.
Definitely was.
They are coming in, and that's what we need to see if we can protect the agricultural lands. We're not going to have any food, if you know. That's all.
Anybody else?
I agree that we need a picture. I mean, to try and say to someone one plan, I mean, you need something to boom, which like right, you get it immediately. Your farmland is surrounded. How do you can't continue to farm anymore? Maybe the big mansions might be a stretch, but it often gets the point across. There's farming is uneconomical. It's just an anti-farming. Good representative, if there's a better picture that's more representative of those kinds of conflicts.
John Eubank, I live up on Cherry Heights Road for over 20 years. What I want to address is the future possibility of expansion by bringing the 10-acre minimum in that area to 5, so that it puts the property up. There's no problem with water up there. And I've been in the process of trying to split my property, but my neighbor backed out of our land. So I would wonder if you'd entertain the possibility of extending the 5-acre minimum to the upper part of Cherry, right next to Brian.
Okay.
That's basically.
The good news is that we have it on record, so.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please. Yeah.
John, you mentioned that water is not an issue. What are you using as far as to substantiate that, you know?
The depth of my well is less than 300 static water, is at 200 and a little. The Hanlon, which is just not Hanlon anymore, they have a raging river underneath their well. I mean, I've heard it. As far as I know, there are areas where there is a lot of water. My well has been in existence for all the 30 plus years. I had a new pump in the static level.
Do you have to know what aquifer?
No. My friend is a well pump service. I don't even know if he has a crew. Yeah, but it used to be Hamlin's property. It's just higher above Cherry Heights. When he put his well in, without having anything going on, you could just hear it. It was a raging river. So there's water up there. I got almost 18 acres. I'm interested in splitting off 10 and 8. Just impulsive.
All right. Thanks, John.
Okay.
Does anybody else would like to have a little bit of time? Come up and talk? Okay. All right. So why don't we move to going back to our we can all participate here.
Yeah, I invite everybody to pop up. Spend some time with the board. They are not super secure on the easels there. We're kind of making do with what we've.
In this one part.
One, yeah. I mean, people can vote on multiple development types. That's why we've got the color pins if we run out of dots. Yeah. Don't go crazy. And then, Riley, if you want to go, position yourself over there, and I'll just answer any questions that folks have.
I'm not comfortable with that. You're welcome to apply. It's a huge process. I've seen people in the county that are right next to the thing you want to have a chance to do.
Yeah, they're not going to have an island.
Yeah,
they're not going to
have an island. Yeah, you don't want that. You're raising that.
That's going to be right next door.
What? Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I got to know what's on there, too. Yeah.
Down in Maupin.
Well, you have to see if you have that kind of like, 30 books and that kind of thing. shelter.
Just like that. It's like, okay, who's issue?